You're listening to The Record from KUOW. And 7 years after a police shooting that led to federal oversight of its police department, Seattle has passed new reforms, putting civilians in charge of holding its cops accountable. Councilmember Lorena Gonzalez sponsored that legislation. She joins us now. Hi, Councilmember.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm great.
Well, we saw your tweet yesterday. Nothing better than sun, ice cream, and historic community-driven police reform passage. And I'm with you on the sun. I'm with you on the ice cream. But what history is Seattle making here with these reforms?
Well, this is the largest overhaul of our police accountability system at the city of Seattle. And so it's historic in the sense that we are standing up an Office of Inspector General who's going to do independent review of systemic issues, sort of essentially making our current federal police monitor a permanent part of our accountability system. We're going to increase civilianization in our Office of Police Accountability so that we have more civilians in charge of and looking at investigations of officers accused of misconduct. And most significantly, we will be giving community the largest voice and a permanent voice to advocate for change, both at the system level, but at the community level as well, as it relates to our accountability system. And so this is a very, very significant move for the city and definitely a large step towards achieving compliance with a consent decree and in really turning the tide on how it is we expect our police reform efforts to keep going on even after the judge is no longer supervising us.
All of these reforms you're talking about are new. I mean, some of the civilian oversight, for example, we have had that in a temporary way for the Seattle Police Department.
We have. I think the biggest we have definitely been in a mode of having civilians in charge and responsible for oversight. I think the big difference here is that we're going to beef that up significantly, especially as it relates to our Office of Inspector General. In the past, we've had what's been called an OPA auditor, and that person has also always been a civilian, but it's literally been an office of one. And that person has had to bear the burden of doing systemic review and real-time review of individual investigations. And that's just that was just a burden that wasn't realistic. It wasn't, it needs to be better resourced. It needs to have fuller staff. And our Office of Inspector General is going to have, through our budget process this fall, an opportunity to be fully, robustly staffed so that we institutionalize the importance of doing systemic review at all levels of the police department and on an ongoing basis.
As you know, council member, all of this started 7 years ago with the shooting of John T. Williams, and the police officer who shot him was named Ian Burke. He resigned. He wasn't criminally charged. But if that shooting happened today under these new reforms, what would be different?
I think what would be different are sort of how community processes those type of tragic events. So the Community Police Commission in its current form and in its future form will help the city to understand as technical advisors how those types of actions are going to impact community. And they can help us understand what policies need to change, what training needs to change, what was it about the circumstances leading up to that particular officer-involved shooting may have contributed in a systemic way to resulting in the unfortunate, tragic death of somebody that didn't need to die. And that's the value that I think this overall system will bring to an incident like that in the future. And more importantly, I'd say, my hope is that having this type of a system will effectively prevent a John T. Williams case in the future. There's no guarantees of that, obviously, but I think that this sets us up in a context where we have the maximum capability of preventing something like that from happening, both for officer safety and for the public safety of our community.
But council member, as you know, we still have a state law in place that sets a high bar for when an officer can be criminally charged mm-hmm. for use of force. And I hear you mm-hmm. that you're hoping these reforms mean that a shooting like that won't happen again, but there's no guarantee. So mm-hmm. will you work to change that state law as well?
Absolutely. And we have been. So that has been a part of our city's state legislative agenda, has been to advocate for reforms as it relates to the standard that applies to being able to criminally charge and ultimately convict an officer who may have wrongfully killed a person. And so we're going to continue to work on those state reforms to make sure that when an officer does act outside of the policy, and where that is supported by the record and by the evidence, that that officer is being held accountable in a way that is consistent with the Constitution, and sort of really setting an expectation within community that just because you're an officer doesn't mean that you won't be held accountable and to the same criminal standards as we are as civilians.
I'm talking with Councilmember Lorena Gonzalez. She was the sponsor of the police reforms that just passed the city council yesterday. It passed unanimously. They're calling it a historic reform. And through this entire process, we have been hearing from police officers who chafe at this much civilian oversight. We've heard that reform may lead to depolicing or cops feeling hemmed in by threats of lawsuits, being dragged before a court, things like that. So what's your message to Seattle police officers who are uncomfortable with this much civilian oversight looking over their shoulder?
I actually think that a vast majority of our rank and file officers are very supportive of making sure that there are accountability systems in place that create the same roles and the level playing field for all officers. And I am incredibly grateful to the service that that the men and women of the Seattle Police Department provide our city every day. Their work is dangerous. I acknowledge that. And I believe that when we engage in the exercise of constitutional policing and when we hold bad cops accountable, that is good for officer safety. And it's also good for maximizing the safety of our community members. Merrick Bob, our current federal police monitor, just did his assessment on the use of force. Use of force is down by 60% since the Department of Justice first came to the city of Seattle. And that is thanks to the hard work of our rank and file police officers who are accepting and implementing and understanding what the new rules are for them. And that reduction in excessive force we were able to accomplish that without increasing injuries to police officers and without seeing a result in increased crime across the city. So I think these reforms work.
Seattle City Council Member Lorena Gonzalez, thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you so much.
The next step for the Seattle City Council is hiring 21 of those new civilian oversight positions and including those positions in the upcoming city budget. This is The Record.